clear the way in the old bazaar. Hey, you, let us through, it's a bright new star. Oh, come, be the first on your block to meet his eye. Make way, here he comes, ring the bells, I'll bang the drums. Are you gonna love this guy? Prince Ali, fabulous he, Ali Ababwa. Genuflex, show some respect, down on one knee. Now try your best to stay calm, brush up your Sunday salam, then come and meet spectacular coterie. Prince Ali, mighty is he, Ali Ababwa, strong as 10 regular men, definitely.
He faced the galloping hordes.
100 bad guys with swords.
Who sent those goons to their lords? Why, Prince Ali?
He's got 75 golden cows.
Don't they look lovely, June? Fabulous, Harry. I love the feathers.
When it comes to exotic type mammals, has he got a zoo editor telling you it's a world-class menagerie? Prince Ali, yes, it is he, Ali Ababwa. That physique, how I can speak, wake at the neigh. Well, get on out in that square. Oh, just your veil and prepare to gawk and grovel and stare at Prince Ali. A princess was a sight lovely to see, and that good people is why he got dolled up and dropped by.
And that was Gilled Dragon with Prince Ali from Aladdin. We don't get that song ever.
This
is very refreshing.
Very. It's like, I'm happy now because we, okay. okay. My first note is the quality for the backtrack is really weird / wonky. And overall, it had like volume levels with the vocals, or it had that feeling of. For some of the voices that he did, because I know Genie and Robin Williams are like one big old circus of their own, I think some of the voices didn't work well, and you should have probably dropped some and just stayed as the Genie.
Yeah. There was one I have noted down, like, oh, sorry, Zoe. You want to say something?
No, go ahead. It's fine. Go ahead.
There was that one high-pitched one at 109.
And I was just like,
yeah, I was just like, no, that was not good.
Yeah, that one was not, you shouldn't have.
The voice was bad and it was not on key either.
Yeah. And there was one after that where it's like, I think it would have just been just as good to be as Genie. I think you could have been sung in the parts where they just started coming into the palace, as well as the last parts of the song, like the end. Because it was too much back vocals than yours in that whole area. But I pretty much enjoyed this. I mean, it was a nice, powerful performance. It's a hard song, I think, if you do all the characters. Ambie?
Yeah. And the reason he did this was because I got on him during performance this last week that I needed more character out of him. And you definitely gave me more character, that's for sure. I enjoyed this. I do have to agree that some of the voices I thought could have been a little different. Like, some of them were like, oh, that was really good. But other ones were like, that one could have been a little more different. And then, like, when it got to, like, that high one, the 100 bad guys with swords, you were definitely pushing it, and that one did not work. But that was the only one I would say that, like, 100% did not work. Some of the other ones might have been, like, 50% not working, but they at least were more than, you know what I mean, I think, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know if I'd be able to explain it at a later date. But yeah, that's all I really had. Like, there was also some energy in it. There was a nice energy behind it. There could have been potentially more, potentially, but that's, again, like I said to someone earlier, that would have just been, like, the extra bit to it. It was still very good. That would have been, like, something to push it to that level of greatness, though, that, like, ultimate level of greatness. And that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, Gildragon, I don't really have a lot to add to what they said. They pretty much covered everything I had down. And well, I did say that I liked your genie impression. It's one of the better ones I've heard. So yeah, that's all. Short and sweet.
All right, so coming up next.
Up next is Valk. Gotcha.
Oh, dear me.
It's on now, Jeffers. On like Donkey Kong.
Night and the spirit of light calling, my love. Wait, there's no mountain too great. Hear these words and have faith.
Was Valkyrie Celeste, Gildragon's girlfriend. That's why we were making the joke before, you know, because, you know, they're dating and they're one right after the other. Yeah, anyways. Okay. Valk. I can't believe I got this song to critique twice in a row for starting off. Because the last person I judged first was Dizzy. Now I'm judging Valk on the same song. Oh, hopefully my next one, two from now, will not be the same song as well. It's not. I already checked all the songs. Someone's got to test them to make sure they work. My first note was, whoa, loud. Your vocal, like, the first, like, you kind of start off, like, soft with the night and the spirit of light. And I was like, calling! I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Attack.
There was definitely some mixing issues with the volume here. You, at times, were, like, extremely higher than the... Like, your vocals were just, like, loud and a little intrusive at times. Like, they were a little all up in my face. I would have let them down just a little bit more to blend in with the music a bit. I don't know. At times I felt like there was, like, vocals missing at one point. Like, I don't know. There was like this one
spot. I have that note.
There was one spot where it was just like dead air. I was like, is something missing here? And then she came with the weight, and I was like, whoa, whoa, Valk, back off, whoa.
Yeah, that's personal the one section
space, Valk. My ears have personal space too. at times I thought that the timing was off a little bit. I thought like the vocals were good, and I thought they had a nice energy behind it, and the performance was decent. I don't know. And also, what was up with the animals? Like, all of a sudden there was, like, monkeys and elephants. And I'm, like, looking around the room, like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, I think it's a DVD rip.
Must have been the DVD version.
What is up with this backtrack? Ah!
I heard elephants. It was
this
amazing.
This is the real movie version.
Yeah.
To a T.
Yeah, it had me, like...
Dumbo wasn't there.
Dumbo wasn't there.
Okay, so...
On that note, Jeffers...
Yeah, I have the same notes as Ambi. Like, I know people mix for you, but your mixer was not so good today. Because your vocals were just really loud and, all, like, ooh. Like, they should have ran, like, a dynamic compressor on it. Like, yeah. Let's see. I also thought the timing in the chorus was a little ahead in the first one.
That was the one that I was talking about.
I feel like it's the mixer's fault, because I don't think it didn't feel like Valk was like rushing through it or anything. I think the whole track was just timed a little funny over there or something. I think at times your chorus was also a little pitchy at the ends of the notes when you held them out a little bit. They'd slide down a little bit. But I liked your energy and your power, apart from the volume issues. The instrumental cut off rather abruptly, but that's like a nitpick, not really anything on your singing. So
it was not as abrupt as others we've had.
No, like it could have sounded planned, but it could have been a little bit smoother. But
yeah,
this wasn't my favorite Valk, but I don't think it was. I don't think it's in my bottom either. Like it's kind of like middle-ish, middle high-ish area for me.
Mm-hmm. Mine. Okay, I like the ooze at the beginning, like around the intro of the song. Of all the songs to double, I did not expect this song. Let's see, volume levels. The crescendo you had at 2:30, it wasn't really there or didn't work as well as it could have. Not enough singing, that's something that Ambi also mentioned already. It was especially that beginning part, as well as a few seconds later. You had some pitchy problems at the end of the lines, which I think goes with Jeffers' note.
Jeffers's? I like that.
I don't know how that would be, the possessive for that would be. But, yeah, that's all I have.
Okay.
I sucked at spelling. Leave me alone.
Jeffers is... I don't know.
The pronoun is next.
For people to understand what Amy just said, see, I'm going for eloquent and formal enunciation.
Show me pride, 09 is next.
I'm digging myself into a hole, what Amy said.
And while he's talking, I'm going to get him a second time. Oh!
All righty, thank you, Amy.
There's a calm surrender to the rush of day, when the heat of the rolling world can be turned away. An enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. And can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far.
Tonight from the Lion King. Let's see. I was debating if I wanted to leave this for Ambi, but I'm not. There were some puffs, and there were kind of a lot of puffs in the beginning. Like, the puffs were really numerous in the beginning, in the first verse, and the beginning of the first chorus, and I was like, whoa me. But it got a lot better in terms of that as it went along. I thought you had some good dynamics, and I like the way you switched it up at times, and it wasn't like too drastic from the original, so that was nice. Let's see. I thought the harmonies in the second verse was a very nice addition. Like, it really helped make the song a little bit more interesting, because this is a kind of blah song if you don't like emote really well, and I thought that was a very good way to like keep me engaged and interested. And like the mixing and leveling of that was really good, in my opinion. Like, this is like how harmonies are supposed to be. Like, they're supposed to like accent and subtly make things sound nice
and not be all up in the song's face.
Yeah, it was really nice leveling for me. Nitpicks are, I could have used a little bit more emotion and longing, and the very last best at the very end of the song, your last S's kind of like ended at different places, and that's really a nitpick, because like that's the only thing I had down. So yeah,
This was prettily sung. New one. Yeah, okay. One of the things is, I'm surprised you didn't do like the echo back vocals, because you did do those back vocals later on in the second half of the song, but you didn't do these echoes, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm kind of used to.
What part?
Or am I thinking of the movie version?
I think you're thinking of the, like the humena, humena, that part.
What?
No.
No, when she sings the "Can you feel the love tonight?" Amina. I don't know what the actual words.
Or is the part where it's like it's enough? That part.
Kind of, yeah. Like
that's in the movie version. That's not the pop version.
Oh, I could have sworn it was in the pop version too. Okay. Oh, I need to listen to that one more often. Better. That when you did do those back vocal harmonies, they sounded a little bit clony. And then you had this one Liberty around 2:30, and it was twice done. The first one wasn't as strong as the second one, because the second one came out really nice, but the first one, I think it was the last note of that little harmony that wasn't the strong one compared to the second. And that's all I have. Ambi?
Oh, you come to me in the middle of a yawn. Like, I was yawning. I was like, oh, God, now I gotta yawn faster. First of all, you did this. This might have been what Zell just said. I kind of zoned out while I was yawning when she said it. But did you say something about how it's enough? How it was.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's a good one, Ambi.
The it's enough was it late or was it? It was late, right? Or was it early?
I think so.
It sounded early. It was like, instead of it's enough, it was like, it's enough. Like, I don't know.
That's what it was. You weren't holding you sped it up really fast, and then you, like, held the second note a little too, and it sounded like, bow? Like, it was an awkward moment? I don't know. The notes were good. I loved the harmony, how it was nice and subtle. Like, that's really what I think that you should be doing with your harmonies more. They could have been maybe a little louder, but overall, like, it's better for them to be softer and more in the background than all, like I said before, up in your face. I would have liked some more growth in your energy. Like, because it kind of felt like the same energy-wise throughout. I would have kind of liked... Like, I thought it was good at first, but then I would have kind of liked it to go somewhere in, like, the area where built with it. Like, in the area where you started the harmonies, I would have liked the main vocals to have gotten maybe a little bit more energetic or powerful, or kind of, like, feel the song a little bit more. And then my biggest thing was in the very end, all the parts ended the S on a different thing. So it was, like, a series of S's. It was, like, believe the very best.
Yeah, I had that.
They all had a different... They all ended the S on a different thing. So, like, you should have paid a little bit more attention to making sure all the harmonies ended the S at the same time. Because it was, like, a series of S's. Like, kisses. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, like... It wasn't, like, you know... one S and then one right after. It was, like, S, pause, S, pause, S, pause. Like, there was a... Like, enough of a difference between them so that, like, you heard each individual S end. Other than that, pretty decent job. Decent to good. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's going to be hard because we're, like, cutting so many people tonight. And I have a very huge middle ground. Like, massively huge middle ground. Massively huge.
We're going to have to talk about this for a while, yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Alright, so okay. Up next is Oliviana. Bam, beat you to it, and I didn't even have to scream it out really fast.
Touche.
Haha.
Touche.
Oliviana, you're up next.
Alright, everybody. Let's tidy things up. Come, my little friends, as we all sing a happy little working song. Merry little voices, clear and strong. Come and roll your sleeves up, so to speak, and pinch in. Cleaning crowd up in the kitchen as we sing along. Trill a cheery tune in the tub as we scrub a stubborn mildew stain. Pluck a hairball from the shower drain to the gay refrain of a happy working song. We'll be singing without fail, otherwise we'd spoil it. Hosing down the garbage pail or scrubbing up the toilet. Ooh, how we all enjoy with a little la-da-dum-dum-dum. As we're emptying the vacuum up, it's such fun to hum a happy working song. Ooh, a happy working song. as we're sponging up the soapy scum. We adore each filthy chore that we determine. So friends, even though you're vermin, we're a happy working throng. Singing as we fetch the detergent box for the smelly shirts and the stinky socks. Sing along. If you cannot sing, then hum along as we're finishing our happy working song. Wasn't this fun?
All right, Oliviana with Happy Little Working Song from Enchanted. I think overall I could have been a lot more perky or peppy because it sounded very tame for most of it for me. You have some pitchiness, could have been bigger. I don't know how I feel about the spoken parts because some of them felt like it's just copying the original Amy Adams. And there was this one time, I think the word was song, but it came out as throng. I don't know if anybody else caught that or if it's just me. Mm-hmm. But you did have a nice voice for this. But again, I just think it was more of an emotion thing and maybe energy. Ambi?
I thought this was very cute, Oliviana. I do kind of see what Zoe means with it. Needed, I think, a little extra pep to it, because I thought that you did like the voice of Giselle good, but it just needed a little extra something behind it, like the energy behind it, to actually make it perkier. Because it was cute, but it needed to be a little perkier and just, you know, oh, so happy and cheery. Oh, just want to squeeze your little cheeks together, kind of thing.
Very Snow White.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my goodness, Al.
Exactly. I did like that one little ooh that you did with the, I forget where it is in the song, but the ooh was really cute. I liked that. But then in the bridge, you kind of lost me because then it got really pitchy in the bridge. Like with the still as long as I am here, I guess a new experience.
Yeah.
That got,
yeah.
You lost me there. And then it was kind of hard to get back into it after that because that was, like, it was, I was so proud of you. I was like, she's doing so good, so good. No, pitchy note, curses. Yeah, and it was, like, it was, that note was nowhere near the correct note, unfortunately. But overall, I think this was a really good thing for you besides that one section of the song. I thought this was pretty good for you. Jeffers?
Yeah, like, if you corrected that, I feel like the overall song would have been a bit stronger.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. It was very cute, and like the other said, it could have been a little bit perkier, but I was reasonably content with what I got. Yeah, it was just a little pitchy throughout, but, like, not too bad, except for that one part. So, yeah, it really comes down to this middle ground where where we just decide who goes in and not. So, yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
I think, unfortunately, like, some people that are really good, that did good for themselves tonight, are going to end up going home. Because I don't think, there has been a lot of really good performances tonight. And between last night and, I kind of see last night and tonight as one night, one episode. Yes. There has been a lot of really good performances between the two nights that equal one episode that, like, I think that we, like, already have, like, 20 people right now that deserve, that would deserve it, I suppose. And we still have, like, what, 6-7 more people to go through?
Something like that.
Yeah,
so
it's... Ooh.
Picky.
Yes.
Yeah. Ugh, why do you all have to be so good?
Ugh. Stop being so damn good, people.
I know!
So up next is Seaglass.
Oh, crap. I didn't realize you said it. I zoned watching an ad for pajama jeans on TV.